Good morning, this is Jasmine. How can I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I am trying to find my brother another home care provider. And I have another client that was fired the other company that I work for, and she wants to switch to.
Okay, 1 second. 1 second, ma'am. All right, what county does your patient reside in?
Green.
Green County, okay. And what's the first patient's first and last name?
Timothy Treadwell.
Timothy, how do you spell the last name for accuracy?
T-R-E-A-D-W-E-L-L.
And his name, date of birth?
12-12-71.
Oh, he just had a birthday not too long ago. Happy birthday to him. You're welcome, sir. What's your home address, sir?
His home address is 4950 West Farm Road, 156, Lot 12, Brookline, Missouri, 65619, and he's got a different mailing address.
So I got 4950 West Farm Road, is that 156, Road 156?
Yes.
You said lot number 12, and I lost you after that.
Brookline, Missouri.
What is that? I'm sorry, Brookline?
Yeah, Brookline.
Brookline, like B-R-O-O-K-L-I-N-E?
Uh-huh.
And the zip code, it's 65?
619.
65?
Yeah, 65619.
49 or 19?
19.
Got it. And his Missouri Medicaid ID number, also known as DCN?
I'm not sure. I can give you his social.
Well, we need his Medicaid ID number because through that I can check in the system to see how we could put in the provider change. Does he not have his MoHealthNet card?
I think you have your MoHealthNet.
Yeah, it's the little.
He needs to be reevaluated too because he doesn't do anything for himself, and he only he didn't understand the state when they came out, and so he needs help with everything.
Okay, I got you.
His MoHealth number is 670-504-17.
And has he ever had services in the past, or is this going to be his first time applying?
No, he's got services now. I'm still working for the other company, but we want to switch because they don't do nothing. They won't have him reevaluated, and he's
okay. So this is what we're gonna do. Okay, I'm gonna have you write some stuff down because we're gonna request two things today, and in doing so, we're gonna request a unit increase, so they could give him more time on everything on his care plan, so you could get more hours. Okay, to help him.
Okay.
Just let me know when you're ready to write down some stuff. I need you to write stuff down. Okay, just let me know.
Okay, I'm getting my tablet.
Take your time.
Recording.
I got my
tablet. All right. So what we're going to be doing today basically is knocking on the state's doors, letting them know that Mr. Timothy is in need of a provider change. Put that word down, provider change. That's when you go from one agency to the next. The new agency that's going to hire you and assist him onto new services is called Deluxe Home Care. Deluxe is spelled D-E-L-U-X-E.
Okay.
Deluxe's phone number is 314-501-2508. And my name is Jasmine.
Okay. I think you guys may have hired me before, but we never could get a hold of the client.
Not sure. The next thing that we're asking for him, right, is called a unit increase. Write that word down. So for one provider change, write one. Then two, write the number two down, put unit increase. Let me go into his care plan. Let me see what they could increase for him. Give me 1 second because we're going to get him the maximum amount of hours. 1 second. Let me check.
Yeah, the other lady, I don't have her Medicaid number, but I can call her and then call you back and ask if I can give you her phone number.
1 second. If you like, after we're done with Mr. Timothy, we could do a three-way.
Okay. I don't know if she's up right now. I'll have to call you right back.
Or you can just call me once you're ready. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Let me just check first on Timothy. Let me see what's going on here.
Wow.
So because you're my brother, I have to take him everywhere. I have
He's your brother?
Yeah, I have to give him a shower. I have to wash
What's your name?
Rachel Paula.
Rachel, R-A-C-H-E-L?
Uh-huh.
And your last name, ma'am?
P-A-W-A.
And a good number to reach you is the one on my call ID, the 479 number?
Yes, that's the only number you can reach him at, too. Because his phone, he doesn't. He has a phone, but it's one of those where he answers or he don't answer.
One second. I'm opening up his care plan. One second. Okay. Oh, he only has 154 units. What are his medical conditions? Talk to me.
What are your medical conditions?
Brain.
Yeah, he has a traumatic brain injury. He has a limp. He is, what is your, you want to talk to him? He's right here.
Schizophrenia.
Yeah, he's schizophrenic. He can't do anything for himself.
All right. All right, so I need you to write stuff down. You ready?
Yeah, just to give me a second. I'm turning in a red
Take your time. How long? Because they only gave you 30 minutes to assist him bathing. Doesn't it take longer than that? Okay,
yes,
so then we're going to start with bathing because you only have 8 items on his care plan. We're going to stretch this, okay? Because that's very little time for everything I'm assuming you're doing at home for him, so...
Yeah, everything.
I'm going to help you through this, okay? This is what this agency that you're with right now, Another Day of Life, should be doing with you, teaching you these things.
No, they're not. They don't care. And
well, that's why they're losing you as a patient and a caregiver. So that's their
loss.
Okay,
I'm ready.
So he needs a unit increase. When you put down number 2, we're going to be requesting 2 things, the transfer provider change to deluxe and 2, the unit increase.
Okay.
So you need, they're going to ask you, what does he need more time on? You tell them everything on his care plan. Use those same exact words. Everything on his care plan needs an increase, from bathing to changing linens to dressing and grooming. You're writing it down? I know I speak fast. To essential correspondence, to laundry, to making the bed, to medications. Now we're going to break those down. So for bathing, they only gave you 30 minutes. Tell them that it takes you at least 45 minutes just to get him up and up into the shower, okay?
Yeah, exactly.
Changing his linens, does he do accidents every day? Because they only gave you change his linens once.
Yes, he does.
So you need that increase. Changing linens, they gave you 10 minutes once a week. Tell him you change his linens every day. He wets his bed every day.
Yes.
Dressing and grooming, they only gave you 15 minutes every day. It takes you longer, right, to dress him, groom him?
Yeah, it takes about another 45 minutes.
Okay, so then let them know that. Essential correspondence, meaning reading his mail, running his, like, anything mail-related, running emails, doing his emails, running his, you know, reading his mail to him, picking up his mail. They only gave you 30 minutes once a week. If that's enough time, then you could leave that alone. But if you're doing more than 30 minutes, just, you know, mail correspondence, returning mail, returning phone calls, checking his voice boxes, then you need to tell them that you need a unit increase in essential correspondence as well.
Okay.
You also need a unit increase in transportation. Like, you're the one that's doing and running all the errands. And they only gave you 120 per month. But just tell them that it's taking you that much longer to run his errands. When you take him with you, it's a whole half day event, just getting him in and out of the vehicles, in and out of transportation units inside the stores, like the little mobile scooters and stuff like that, you know?
Yeah. And he has a limp too. He has a limp and he walks so far and he says it hurts his back.
So then you need to tell them he's on a lift, so it takes us that much longer just to prepare him, get him in and out the lift, you know, getting him settled in, you know, just stretch what you're doing. Laundry, they only gave you 30 minutes once a week. Tell them you do laundry every day because he soils himself every day.
That's only long enough to wash him. That's not even enough to dry him and hang him and put him up and all that.
Right, but that's the different line. That's bathing. If you're talking about dressing and bathing, that's bathing line. This is specifically for making a bed, right?
Okay.
And doing laundry. So everything has very specific lines. So that's why I told you, when they ask you, what does he need more time on? Tell them everything on his care plan.
Okay.
Because you have 8 items on his care plan. He has bathing, changing linens, dressing, grooming, essential correspondence, transportation, laundry, making bed, and medications.
Okay.
So making the bed, we're up to making his bed. They only gave you 10 minutes, 6 days a week. Tell them it takes you longer, and you need 7 days a week.
Okay.
The same thing with laundry. You need more time, and you need time every day to do it because they only gave you once a week. Essential correspondence, you could also tell them that you need that every day, because every day you know, do his social media accounts, you're doing his mail, reading his mail, responding to his mail.
Yeah, exactly.
And then medication, they gave you 5 minutes every day. Tell them that it takes you more than 5 minutes to prep his medications, get them out for him, get him to drink them, because you're not allowed to put them in his mouth. You heard? You're only allowed to prompt him, like to tell him, hey, this is your time to take your meds, and I'll put it in a little clear container for him and help him, not put it in his mouth. So it takes you more than 5 minutes to prep and get him ready to take his meds, okay?
Okay.
Now, let me see where you can add stuff to it, because you should have more stuff. What else, other things do you notice? Like, don't you take out his trash?
Yeah, take out his trash. I do.
Put it down. Put it down. Put taking out trash. Tell them you need time to take out trash.
Okay.
You need time to do dishes. There's no dishes time here. You need time to meal prep. Is he being delivered hot disposable meals?
No, he doesn't have any disposable meals.
Right. So they should be paying you to prep his meals. Do the dishes. Clean the kitchen. You don't have any of that. So I'm going to give you 4 new items that you're going to add, okay? That's going to jump you up to 12 items.
Okay.
So kitchen, cleaning kitchen, write that down. You need time for cleaning kitchen, taking out trash.
Okay.
Doing dishes. Taking out trash, doing dishes, prepping meals.
Okay.
What was the other one? You just tell me the things you say you did, used to do.
I do his dishes, I do his laundry, I bathe him,
No, we already spoke about that. The 4 that you're not getting paid for. So it's trash, cooking, dishes, meal prepping. There you go. Trash, meal prepping, cooking. All right, those are the 4 that you need to add to his care plan. Everything else needs a unit increase, all right?
Okay.
All right, I'm going to prompt his Medicaid ID into the system, but you have to confirm it with the specialist. They're going to ask you to speak to him so that they could approve speaking to you, okay?
Okay.
So keep him readily available, all right?
Okay.